A U.S. senator arrived in Myanmar today, and a government source said he would meet the leader of the country's junta, which was condemned by the United States this week for the trial of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Jim Webb, chairman of a Senate subcommittee on East Asia and the Pacific Affairs, is set to meet junta leader Than Shwe tomorrow.
According to some reports, he may press for the release of John Yetta, the American who swam uninvited to Suu Kyi's lakeside home in May. Yetta himself was sentenced to 7 years hard labour in a parallel trial. His health is fragile and he spent several days in hospital this month.
Jennifer Quigley, advocacy director for the US campaign for Burma, says Webb's visit is sending the wrong signal to Myanmar's ruling generals.
Senator Jim Webb, he's sort of acting very independently on this. He, for years, has not agreed with the position the US has taken on the situation in Burma. He's much more for increased economic investment inside Burma, you know, to counter China's influence inside Burma. And so it really doesn't have anything to do with Aung San Suu Kyi or a commitment to democracy and human rights. And we're not happy with this trip because, you know, one of the biggest reasons why a senior U.S. official has not gone to Burma was because the requirement that predicated any sort of trip of this level was to not confer a sense of legitimacy on the regime, but to say that if we're going to meet with the regime, we're going to be able to meet with Suu Kyi. And the regime has continually denied U.S. officials that want to come to Burma and want to engage from having the ability to engage not just with the regime, but with Aung San Suu Kyi. And so, you know, this sort of sends a signal that sort of delegitimizes Aung San Suu Kyi because he's going to go and he's not going to be able to meet with her. He's just going to be able to meet with the regime. And we are not really happy with the signal that that sends about the U.S. government's support for democracy, human rights, and Aung San Suu Kyi.